following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Eureka's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. To see the different Eureka makes and beat it right along.
Do us up. Ah! Hello.
Hello, lovey.
Fuck.
Yes, I just wanted to know. I know how much you love all things Crimma.
What's Crimma?
I was just calling
There's no such thing as Crimma.
There was a certain Christmas song.
Christmas, I understand.
That you just despise. You
oh.
Know, no, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. No.
Oh, yes.
Please return the call.
No, I won't.
No.
Have no fear.
No. And by the way, your electrical outlet was just lovely. Bye-bye.
Yes. Rancid, bacon grease-smelling, lard-ass thing. You creature. To answer your... Well, first of all, the comment about the outlet was lovely. I don't even want to go into. However, comma...
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Rancid, bacon grease-smelling, lard-ass thing.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 752 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday, the 21st. Of December 2010. Y'all coming up on today's, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, I think it'll be the last day of CrimmaCodge. Yes! Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. Y'all, today is the first day of winter in the Northern Hemisphere. And y'all, that can only mean one thing. That means it is the first day of summer in the Southern Hemisphere. And y'all, dear Gussie, not only is it the official change of seasons in the two hemispheres, but y'all, it is a full moon, and that means the crazies are going to be out. Y'all, if everything works out properly, that I'll be seeing some of my peeps. I'll be seeing some of my peeps in the Hatlanta later on today. But y'all, we'll just have to wait and see, because you know, y'all, you can never predict these things. No, Big Freddy, you cannot predict them. Y'all, before we go any further, let's go ahead and open up... The 21st on the holiday countdown scratch off that my grandson sent me. And y'all, for today, we have got, yes, Big Freddy, we have got a candle. Oh, Big Freddy, a candle. Let's see if you are a winner. So there's a candle there. And no, y'all, there's two candles. And just two candles. Not a winner yet, Big Freddy, but you're getting awfully close to the end. Y'all, if I were to have three candles, it would be worth $30. Yes, Big Freddy, that would be lovely. So we'll see how that goes on as the week progresses. Now, y'all, I mentioned at the beginning of today's show that hopefully today would be the last day I'd be reading the Crimma cards. And y'all, I don't mean that I won't be reading cards that come in while I am in Hatlanta. But y'all, these are the last of the cards I received prior to my departure. And y'all, I have got 1, 2, 3. I've got a postcard, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Y'all, there's no way in hell I'm going to get through all of those, so I may have to do a few more of those on tomorrow's A Little Show. But y'all, guess what?
Make a wish, wish a dream, wish it in your heart, and your wish will
did you enjoy, by the way, did you enjoy the interview with Straight Bob on yesterday's show? Y'all, he's very shy. He's very shy in front of the micro hoist. But y'all, he is just the nicest man. Just the nicest man that you'd ever want to meet. And y'all, I should have talked about the weekend before I started this, but y'all, and I'll talk about that in just a minute. But y'all, while we were out and about on Friday, y'all, I got a cellular telephonic message from Mr. Larry H. Vader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
And y'all, he was saying, Big Freddy has received a refrigerated package here at the Fat Cave, and the Federal Expressions man brought it in, and he had a funny look on his face because it was addressed to Big Freddy, and y'all, it was a refrigerated box. And y'all, to be honest, I have already opened this, but I wanted to tell you about it because y'all, it was marked perishable, and y'all, so I needed to take care of it before today's show. But y'all, and so, y'all, it was from Newski's Applewood Smoked Meats, and y'all, they are located in Wittenberg, Wisconsin. Y'all, I believe that is just around the corner from my grandson and that Tara in Michigan. And the message inside says, "Holiday bacon. Let us know if this is any good." From Daryl in the Novas. Y'all, that is just the sweetest thing. Daryl is on, by the way, on his way out. Well, he's not on his way. He is in California for the holidays. And y'all, I opened the box, and y'all, it was packed just as nice as it could be. It had the frozen ice packs in there, and it was in styrofoam and packed in an inner box, and it had that green worm looking stuff. Y'all, I used some of that to go in Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl Olive's crema bag. And y'all, inside, y'all, there were 3 pounds of applewood smoked bacon in there. Y'all, it was the two of them were the hickory smoked bacon, and 1 pound was the black pepper bacon. And y'all, I have not tried it. I put it in the freezer because I knew I was going to Atlanta. And y'all, so it will be waiting on me when I get back to Upchuck on the 27th. Yes, Big Freddy, that'll be lovely. But y'all, and Daryl, thank you so much. And you also made the Federal Expressions guy very, very happy because he got a nice, lovely, lovely smile on his face. And anytime you make the Federal Expressions man happy, then you should. Yes, Big Freddy, absolutely. Y'all, I want to just, before I get into these cards, I wanted to just, and by the way, if I read your card, your return card will be in the mail prior to Big Freddy's departure. So I'm not guaranteeing crema delivery, but it'll be there soon. And y'all, anything that comes in after I departed for Atlanta, you'll just have to wait. You're gonna have to wait. But anyway, but Straight Bob, I've just got to tell you, I was sitting here at the computer about 6:30 p.m. in the evening on Thursday. Because, y'all, I was expecting him to come in about, 7:30, 8 o'clock, you know, because, y'all, it's quite a drive from the Orlandos up here to the Upchuck. And, y'all, at 6:20 p.m. in the evening, there was a knock at the door. I opened the door, and, y'all, there was this handsome man standing there. And I said, "Dear Gussie, please come in, gentleman caller." And, y'all, Straight Bob was just the nicest thing. We went out with Larry Cly on Thursday evening. By the way, y'all, I have posted a secret picture. I didn't mention this. I posted a secret picture Monday at noon. So, y'all, if you want to see a picture of Big Fatty and his straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, and a picture of Straight Bob and Larry Cly, y'all head on over there to the BFO and check those out. They were posted yesterday at noon. But anyway, we went out and we went to the Jim and Nick's. And we had, I think I told y'all about this on the little show, but y'all, on Saturday, we did some running around town, and that's when we went to a place called Poe's, or something. It was something like Edgar Allan Poe, and we had a hamburger and a chicken sandwich for Straight Bob, and y'all, we went to the Starbucks, and we walked around a little bit and rode around town. Y'all, then we came back and just had to take a little nip-a-nap, just a little nip-a-nap. And then later that evening, Straight Bob said, "Big Fatty, I have never had one of these Chick-a-Fils. Could we try one of those out?" And y'all, we went to the Chick-a-Fil. Larry Cly and Straight Bob and I went to the Chick-a-Fil, and we had a little Chick-a-Fil. And y'all, we printed out all kinds of information about Straight Bob's visit to the Orlando, and the things he should definitely see, and all this kind of stuff. And y'all, then we went to the, and y'all, we had one beverage there, because y'all is dead as a doornail. Of course, we were there at 7:30 p.m. in the evening. And then we went downtown to a place called the Charleston Beer Works. And y'all, Straight Bob and Larry Cly had a beer at both of those places. And y'all, we were just wiped out. Because y'all, Straight Bob had not had a good night's sleep on Thursday or Friday night. No, I'm sorry, on Thursday night. And y'all, we needed to make sure he had a good night's sleep on Friday night so he could drive back to the Orlando on Saturday. And y'all, so we kind of turned in a little bit early, and then Saturday morning it was kind of drizzly and everything. And Straight Bob got on his way to the Orlando. And y'all hadn't heard a word from him since. Hadn't heard the first word. So y'all, evidently he is horrified. Horrified and scarred for life after spending two nights in the Fat Cave. But y'all, I'm telling you, the man was he's just a saint. He's just a saint. And y'all, he brought Big Fatty some fudge. He packed some fudge for me. Oh, Big Fatty, don't get vulgar. He packed it in his suitcase, and y'all, it is Bundaberg rum fudge. It is creamy, handmade fudge blended with Bundaberg rum, and y'all, that is from the Australias. And y'all, he also gave me a little Santa Claus gnome, and y'all, the little gnome, he dances around and everything, and y'all, he's giving the finger. He's going, finger, Big Fatty, finger, and y'all, really, after all that, there's only one thing left for us to do today. Yes, Big Fatty, get on it! Dear Gussie, Big Fatty, what is this music? We are not used to hearing this. Well, y'all... Listen. Dear Gussie... Now, y'all, you heard at the beginning of today's little show that sea hag...
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Y'all, she just hates the little drummer boy. But, y'all, she loves that Josh Groban. So I thought I'd play Josh Groban singing the little drummer boy just to put her in a quandary, a tizzy, because, y'all, it is the full moon. But anyway, y'all, I'm going to open my cards now. Y'all, the first one is sort of a, what do you call this? It's kind of a nondescript envelope. Y'all, it is from Pooh Bear out there in the Everett, Washington's. And, y'all, it is an ointment. And it is printed on brown paper, and it has the recycling symbol on it, and it says reduce, reuse, rejoice. And y'all, you open it up, and it says, may we live peacefully with one another and in harmony with the earth. And y'all, there's a picture of Mickey Mouse in there. And y'all, it says, dear Mr. Fatty, sir, time and time again, you show us how impotent it is just to stop and laugh at life a little. Thank you. I hope 2011 brings all the joy you can handle. Pooh Bear. And y'all, I bet you that that piglet was all for sending that card to Big Fatty. So, Pooh Bear, I am not recycling cards, but you can feel free to put this one in the shredder that you get from Big Fatty. Y'all, the next one is from Rockford, Illinois. And y'all, it is a white envelope. And y'all, inside there's a card with a snowman. And he's got a scowl on his face. Y'all, it's as if it's a snowman from Walnut Hills. And there's a little weenie dog that has just come over to him. And y'all, it looks like he's just pissed all over the snowman. And that's probably why the snowman is pissed. And y'all, it says, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Y'all, that just sounds like something that that albino would say. And y'all, it says, BF, just a quick note to say thank you for the podcast. You make 20 minutes of my work day enjoyable. Love, Amy. Amy, that is the sweetest thing. And, you know, who doesn't enjoy a little weenie dog pissing on the Walnut Hills snowman? Yes, Big Freddy. Y'all, the next one is from Burien, Washington. Y'all out there in the Seattles. You're out there near the... Y'all, we're getting all the cards from the Seattles today. Y'all, it is a white envelope, and it's got silver foil in it. Oh, do you guys see? And the card is... Oh, y'all, the card's got a red foil stripe down it, and it is a Santa Claus on the... And y'all, he is covered from head to toe in some glittery, glimmery glitter. And y'all, he is reading. He is reading a letter... he is laughing, and it says, on Santa's list of who's been nice, your name appears not once, but twice. Ah! Merry Crema, wishing you the happiest of holiday seasons. Thanks for always being the fun part of my day. Love you, Teresa in the Seattles. Y'all, that is the sweetest thing. Just the sweetest thing. From that Teresa out there in the Seattles. Yes, Big Fatty, she is just lovely. And, y'all, she sent me a postcard, too. She and Mother Teresa are evidently out looking for giant clams. And, y'all, there was a card with a giant clam. And it says, these clams, the Washington State geoduck, this giant clam usually grows several times the size of other clams, and they are a challenge to dig. And y'all, I'll put this in with the card so you can see it. But y'all, it's vulgar looking. It is vulgar looking, and y'all, you can take a look at it. And it doesn't look like a clam to me. It looks like a big old Joe from Dallas penis. Yes, Big Freddy. Y'all, I've received something here from the patron saint. And y'all, I thought I had already gotten a card from the patron saint, but you know, who knows? Who knows, y'all? Maybe I haven't, but I thought I'd already gotten a card from the patron saint. And y'all, inside, oh dear, gussy, y'all, inside there is a silver card, and there's, oh dear, gussy, and there's a, what is that? That's some sort of bear. Maybe it's a ginger bear, but it's white, y'all, and it's looking up in the air, and oh, y'all, we're not going to even get through half of these cards. And y'all, he's looking up at stars in the air, and it says, Big Freddy, here are your lottery ticket winnings. Don't spend it all in one place. Love ya, patron saint, and Ron Protasaho. Y'all, there's $12 in there. Dad, Gussie, well, y'all, that's lovely. Big Freddy, if you need more, you need more of these days, what are the full moon days? Because you're just lucky. You got 3 pounds of bacon and $12. And I mean, y'all, really, the only thing that makes it all better is to know that y'all out there in the Walnut Hills, there's someone out there saying...
Rancid bacon grease smelling lard ass thing.
Yes, happy full moon!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.